conflicts. They probably would have never happened in the first place, and certainly wouldn't have continued for so long in this brutal fashion. So if we want to actually stop the war, if we want to actually, you know, pull in the reins before riding over the cliff, then we have to elect Donald Trump, and that is the superlative concern at this point. And there's been a lot of questions about Trump and Israel recently. Maybe we'll take phone calls on that today. So I agreed to do a debate. I don't know. It hasn't really been announced yet, so I won't give you any details. But it has to do with Israel and Trump. And I want to know what people think about it. Because it is a complicated issue. It's very complicated. It's like unbelievably complicated. You start talking about Israel and and American politics, especially the presidential election. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like I don't even know how to explain it. Because you've got, so if the question is like, which is the better presidential candidate in terms of peace in the Middle East, the war in Israel, you can look at a couple things to judge this by. You can look at what the candidates say, what their official policies are. You can also look at their past behavior and then, you know, their track record, essentially, in the Middle East and particularly with Israel. But you have to understand that we're in a political realm where near total adherence to and loyalty to Israel is not just expected, but practically a prerequisite for being involved in politics at all in this country. So you don't actually know what you can trust from the things people are saying. And then you've got, you know, Trump, who is seemingly all in for Israel, says the most, you know, insane things. But then we'll make off-the-cuff comments where he sort of disavows the plan for greater Israel or the concept of regime change in Iran. And so you go, okay, do you go with his rhetoric or do you go with his track record or do you go with the offhanded remarks that he makes that clearly aren't prepared or like super thorough? Like he was on Patrick Bet-David and they asked him about regime change in Iran. He's just like, we can't even handle our own business. We're not going to flip Iran. Like, what are you talking about? That's not going to happen. And then you've got Kamala Harris, who obviously is trying to temper her discussions about Israel, trying to play this game where she's serving the Israeli interests that run our government while simultaneously trying not to lose the massive demographic constituencies of the Democrats that like one-issue voters on the topic of Israel and that they don't like it and don't like our support for it. And she's losing a lot of support there. But then she comes out after Sinwar gets killed and is like, now we have a moment to, now we have to seize on this opportunity to progress our agenda. It's like, all right, Trump beats a big war drum and pounds his chest as a supporter of Israel. But then you actually ask him about it, he's like, no, this is all going to stop. Like, even when he talks about the conflict over there right now, he always uses these vague terms. And this is one of the things about it. If your interpretation is Trump is a like diehard Zion Don, he is an Israeli puppet willingly and happily and from the get-go, then you can find plenty of statements from him and clips of him saying things and policies that he set that can back that up. But if you instead see him as playing a little game here, using statesmanship, he's obviously not an ideologue. He's called for Bibi to be impeached. Anytime he references the ongoing war in the Middle East, he doesn't say, you know, Israel's righteous fight for survival. What he says is, you know, whatever's going on over there, and it has to stop. Hell, even, you know, he talks about, he's on some podcast, and he says, you know, people have been telling me that the Bible says, and there's prophecies that Armageddon is going to start in the Middle East, and we're not going to let that happen. And so I was like, all right, does he understand fully what he's talking about here? Is he just making a reference? It's kind of funny because the evangelicals who are like diehard Israel supporters, although that's becoming less so in the newer generations, the diehard evangelicals, like, they support Israel because they think that the Armageddon is going to come and that there's, you know, going to be a giant war and Israel's going to be at the heart of it and that's going to be the end of the world and then Jesus is going to come again. And Trump's, you know, so diehard for Israel, a large part because of the evangelical voting bloc support that he needs. But then he's up there going, yeah, we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let this spiral into an apocalyptic Armageddon-level war. But that's exactly what they want. The point is, it's all very confusing. The point is, it's all very confusing. And when it comes to Israel and the war there, it's hard to know which way is up. We'll try to puzzle it out because we do have a lot of information about Israel right now. And I apparently, according to sources in the know, we are within hours, well, days, if not hours, of a massive attack by Israel on Iran and then a presumed massive response to that. We'll see if that comes through or not. You know, we know Anthony Blinken, American, is there on the ground taking care of things. So don't worry, it'll all be fine. I'm sure he'll handle it like he has the other times. But let's just finish out here with some of the highlights. We'll start with clip number 5. It's Trump working at McDonald's.
I'm looking for a job, and I've always wanted to work at McDonald's. I never did. I'm running against somebody that said she did, but it turned out to be a totally phony story. So,
President Trump!
Well, that's a good-looking group. Hello, everybody.
Crazy!
I'm having a lot of fun here, everybody. Little fake news of it.
Fake news over there. Yes, that's Trump in an apron working the drive-through at a McDonald's. And it's so funny, the people's responses to this, them going, oh, those weren't real customers. Those customers were vetted and searched by Secret Service. It's like, yeah, duh. No, everybody know. They're acting like Trump supporters genuinely think he like got a job at McDonald's. We're all just like, Trump got a job at McDonald's. And they're like, no, you idiots. This was a public relations thing. Everybody knows. Everybody knows this. Everybody gets it. Point is, your candidate is totally fake. One of her only actual jobs that she had in her resume didn't exist and was being a fry cook in McDonald's. And I guess what happened was Trump said something about that. And then a McDonald's person was like, you have no idea how difficult it is to be a fry cook. And Trump was like, great, I'll be there on Wednesday. You'll tell me about it on Saturday. Here's Trump working the drive-thru, clip number 6.
Okay, let's say. You believe this? Look at this guy. He's a MAGA guy all the way.
Okay, so for his first order, yep.
Well, that's a good-looking group. Hello, everybody.
She's annoyed. She's like, I'm trying to teach you.
This is not a normal situation, is it, huh? How are you? What a good-looking family.
Oh, thank you.
How did you produce those good-looking kids? They look like the wife. They look like the wife. How are you?
Yeah, Trump's in his zone.
That's great. Thank you, man.
Trump's killing it.
Thank you very much.
Trump's rising in the polls. They're doing everything they can.
There'll be no charge.
Now that they get that they can't beat him, can't kill him, they are really trying to cheat in an obvious way. I'll tell you about that on the other side.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.